Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Senator, and thank you for the school for hosting this tonight. My name's Andy Smith, and I'm a real estate broker. I'm just going to read a quick letter that I sent to the Senator, and then copies are up and back if you didn't get one. But I'm the owner of Peabody & Smith Realty, and it's a residential commercial firm serving the Lakes region and the western White Mountains of New Hampshire. As Sue was showing the slides of 93, basically that's where we do business. We have five offices and about 30 full-time agents. I've been licensed for about 30 years selling real estate in New Hampshire and hold a certified commercial investment manager designation. I've been involved in thousands of real estate transactions in the last 20 years. If the main question for me tonight is, has Northern Pass had a negative effect on the property values in our market area, the answer is unequivocally yes. The project has had a chilling effect on hundreds, if not thousands, of properties and is putting homeowners and landowners in very perilous financial positions if they need or want to sell their properties. As we live in a rural part of the world, every property and every story is just a little bit different. We do not have large subdivisions of hundreds of homes all the same condition, all the same age. Consequently, in determining what effect the property has had on the project has had on a property, you must look at each property individually and then determine if the project is actually on the land or is it in close proximity. If the property is in the viewshed of the property, we have to make an estimate as to what the project will look like, how the height of the towers will affect this particular parcel. Is it a close view or is it a more pastoral sweeping view that will be affected? Without a doubt, the process in determining the impact is not a perfect science, but the end result has been a losing proposition for the property owner each and every time. The project is also causing great concerns within the industry itself, when we are engaged to represent a property and the sale of their a property owner and the sale of their property, when the property is most likely going to be affected by the towers. How we disclose that in an honest and forthright manner, while at the same time balancing the needs of our client and their need to sell their home, is very difficult. We've had to turn down many listing opportunities where the property owner did not want to disclose the project on the seller property information report for obvious reasons. They don't want to put a negative spin on their own property. The law in New Hampshire has specific disclosures that the seller must make when they sell real estate, but they mostly pertain to water and sewer systems. However, the real estate professional, as we hold a license, is held to a higher standard, because we must disclose any material, physical, regulatory, mechanical, or on-site environmental condition affecting the subject property. It is difficult to believe that the potential of a 100-foot or 130-foot high-voltage power line close to or in the viewshed of a property could not be considered a material, physical condition. This often puts us at odds with our clients. I brought some specific examples tonight that either have cost the property owner the sale or has created a significant financial loss when the property did sell. However, I can point to these and other specific sales or non-sales, as the case may be. The most common response I have had from speaking to dozens of real estate professionals can be summarized by the following quote, and this was sent by another real estate broker in a different company. Andy, my own experience has been that buyers would not even look at the properties if they were near Northern Pass. I did have one sale fall through on Trapper Road in Campton when it was discovered that Northern Pass might impact the property. Mostly buyers just stay away from any properties that have the possibility of being impacted. And that's what we're finding. That's what we find every day. And it's hard to quantify a non-sale. So if something goes on the market and it doesn't sell, is it because of Northern Pass? Well, more often than not, we can certainly point to that and we can point to the comments, but it's hard to put it on a spreadsheet or a graph because it's not there. So I do have a couple of interesting sales I just wanted to touch on. And this is a very interesting one. This is a property that is currently on the market in Whitefield. And if we could just scroll down, it's a very pretty property. If you'll notice, surrounding the property, you don't see any power lines. They're not in the visual impact of this property at all. Maybe just scroll down just a little bit more. There's a map on the bottom of this, if you could scroll down to it. Yeah, keep going. You can see the property is in very nice condition. And again, outside views, no power lines, no impact of that. And if we could just zoom in on that tax map just a little bit. This is in the town of Whitefield. And I need that laser pointer, Tom. This is Route 116 coming out of the town of Whitefield, and this is the subject property. The property basically is orientated to look to the south and the east down this way. Now, you'll notice that what you don't see on this property is any rights of way of a power line, but just off of the property is a current PSNH right of way that's going to be used for Northern Pass. This is 116, and Mountain View Road is just off to the right off this map. This is a property that has recently come on the market. It's well-priced. It's in good shape, as you can see. This is an email that my listing broker got from a broker who came up from the southern part of the state with her buyer clients. And it reads, "Hi Beth, they're going to pass on this property. They like the home very much and the land, but with further investigation, they saw that Northern Pass is designed to come down Route 116 through Whitefield. They were perplexed that this was not disclosed on the property document, and they will not be buying this property." This is a real property, real sellers. They don't have a right-of-way on their property, but they cannot sell this property to this buyer because of the fear of the unknown. Northern Pass, if it goes through, will certainly affect Whitefield. It crosses 116, maybe a half a mile south. I'm sorry, it would be to the east of this this property. We deal with that each and every day. Maybe we could scroll on to the next property. This is a log home in the town of Sugar Hill. This property has an existing PSNH right-of-way on it. The house is sitting on top of a hill. It might have 10 or 15 acres. It sits probably 50 to 60 feet above the lower part of the land that has the PSNH right-of-way on it. Right now, if you go to the property, the existing power lines are 50 feet below the elevation of this house. So the house looks over the existing wooden poles and has really no impact. The PSNH current right-of-way has no impact on this house. Now, if this house, with the views that it has, and we can just scroll down through the pictures again, you can see it's a very nice home. It's in great condition. It was built maybe 10 years ago. Very nice pastoral views, sits up on top of a hill. You don't see any of the power lines at all. You would have to walk down and through the woods to be able to actually see the existing power lines. This property came on the market. They knew that Northern Pass was going to be an impact. They priced it $100,000 over the last appraisal when they purchased the property because they knew it was going to be an impact. This house was shown over 40 times. Because it was priced so well. Big acreage, nice view, town of Sugar Hill, nice area, and a very nice home. When we show a house 5 to 6 times and we haven't sold it, we generally get together and say, geez, what's wrong with this property? This home was shown over 40 times. It came on the market at $250,000 and it finally sold at $220,000. And they had to include all of the furniture, including handmade canoes and other things that were quite valuable in order to get this house sold. About a 33 to 38% discount from a former appraisal. And we're seeing that all the time. Let's scroll down. This is an interesting piece of land, also in Sugar Hill. The interesting thing about this land was this was a larger parcel that a developer purchased in the probably mid-2003, 2004 area. You can see it's got some beautiful views of the White Mountains. What you don't see is any power lines. Now, when the developer purchased this property, there was a local transmission line that went through it, and he recognized the value of having that out of the view shed. So he spent considerable time and money, the private money, to bury the property, bury the power line through this property so that it would not affect the view shed. It was sold, I think he probably sold 5 or 6 lots out of this larger parcel that he purchased, and he buried the power line right through the middle of it. Took that on the cost of the development because he knew how much that would impact it. This property sold about $125,000 initially. Northern Pass will affect this high ridge in the top right-hand picture or the top left-hand picture. It will go right along that ridge. They needed to sell. Their plans had changed. They couldn't build and do what they had hoped to do when they purchased this land. So they put this land on the market at $70,000, discounting it for the potential impact of Northern Pass, and it finally sold after a long time on the market at $50,000. We can tell stories like that all day long, but the most specific or the most common comment that we're having is that buyers just are not willing to take the chance. We live in an area of fantastic beauty and scenic beauty, and that's why people come up here. That's why people leave other areas, because they want the rural feeling. That's why they want large parcels of land. And when they're threatened to be impacted by such a monstrous project as this, they're just choosing to go someplace else. And they're choosing that time and time again. Unfortunately, they have options. They're not coming up because they are being transferred to Campton or they're being transferred to Whitefield. This is not an industry or an area that industry brings a lot of people in, and they must live here for their job or their career. They come up here because they love what we have, and they don't want to see it spoiled. And they do have choices. So if the property that they love in Whitefield is going to be impacted by Northern Pass, then they're going to move on to another property, and they're doing that every day. There's a property in just down the road or up the road, Owl's Nest in Campton. The owner, Tom Mullen, is here tonight. He shared with me some numbers that are staggering, that his development is directly impacted by the proposed route, and that basically when the project was announced, sales stopped. In a development sense, that is not a healthy thing. The last land sale, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, was $20,000 for a lot that had a previous value of somewhere around $150,000. I mean, these are not small discounts off of the land. So if a parcel is being sold, it's being sold at a very, very large discount. More often than not, these are just turning into unsaleable properties, and the burden is being carried by the property owner. And until this is settled, unfortunately, these properties are going to be tainted. So.